Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be hearing from the Four Tops, Stevie Wonder, The Temptations, Jimmy Ruffin, The Supremes, and Martha and the Vandellas. We'll hear their music and their words this half hour. Well, coming up, let's hear from Levi Stubbs, the lead singer of the Four Tops, talking about I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Bye Honey Bunch, right here on Motown Memories.
Hi, this is Smokey Robinson. Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Eddie Holland were also the architects of Motown's next super smash, I Can't Help Myself by the Four Tops. Levi Stubbs reminisces about that particular recording session.
Well, now, I Can't Help Myself was another tune that I didn't particularly think that I had done a good enough job on it. Then Brian walked in, I guess, and he was listening. He says, well, this is it, man. We don't have to go no further with this. I said, well, I'd like to do it again. So in order to pacify me, as you might say, he said, okay, we'll do it again tomorrow. Why don't we try it tomorrow? But as it turned out, there was no tomorrow.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song. A Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
No longer little. In 1965, Stevie Wonder saves himself from being dropped by Motown.
The ideas come from experiences. You know, maybe my surrounding has a lot to do with the way I would write a song. I wrote the music and the melody, and I came up with the punchline. The punchline is like, baby, everything's all right, uptight, out of sight.
Yeah. because my heart is true. She said, baby, everything is alright.
By 1966, three out of every four Motown releases were reaching the national charts, a success ratio no other record company of the same time could match. Otis Williams recalls one of the year's biggest.
Ain't Too Proud to Beg was our next million seller. Norman Whitfield, a fella that's been producing us for quite a number of years, he also produced that. Mostly when we're out on the road, a lot of our tracks and ideas of songs, they come up while we are performing. And when we come home, that's when we more or less find out what we have to record or what have you. We're always looking for something that's different, not anything that would bring us to be like complacent, because we are a group that have to have something that's challenging.
Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Temptations' lead singer was David Ruffin, whose elder brother, Jimmy, was also signed to Motown as a solo artist. Jimmy's big break came with his fourth release for the company, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted.
This song, some people tend to think that I wrote the song. They say that I sing it as if I wrote it. I just happened to stumble upon the song, really, because it was written for another group called The Spinners. And at the time, we were all hustling, trying to get material. So I walked up on the guy who wrote the lyrics, James Dean, was singing along with a band track, a rhythm track, with William Witherspoon, the producer. I said, I think I could do it a little bit better. And I liked the words because I interpreted the words as a person like lost, looking for some type of hope, a ray of hope, needing someone, you know, or something to believe in.
And before that, The Temptations with Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Before that, Uptight, Everything is Alright by Stevie Wonder. And we started with The Four Tops, I Can't Help Myself, subtitled Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. Well, you're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this entire hour, we're featuring Motown artists, their words, and their music. Well, coming up, The Four Tops once again, and lead singer Levi Stubbs talking about Reach Out, I'll Be There. Right here on Motown Memories.
HDH's exciting productions leapt to new heights in the summer of 1966 with a track for The Four Tops that singer Levi Stubbs wasn't quite sold on.
Well, Reach Out, when I first heard it, it was a little foreign from what I thought my bag was as a lead singer. You know, I wasn't a defeatist, but you must remember we had had three or four smash records by then, and this was a little on the outside of it. You know, and so I had suggested that maybe possibly one of the other fellows could sing it, because there are other fellows in my group that do sing extremely well, much better than I do, in my personal opinion. You know, they wouldn't go for it. You know, they wanted that rough sound that I have, and I gave him the best I had, and it turned out to be a monster.
Up 9 top 10 hits, 7 of them number 1, and more coming. Here's Diana Ross.
I liked all the storylines to every one of our songs. We would get together in a little room upstairs over the session area and go over the songs with the piano and have our hamburgers and everything there. We didn't work with the guitar, just the piano. Everybody added their little bit of something.
Keep me hanging on. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Meanwhile, Martha and the Vandellas were working with Holland Dozier and Holland to produce yet another masterpiece. Martha Reeves thinks back to their springtime smash of 1967.
Jimmy Mack was really thrilling, you know, because at first I was wondering, like, you probably are, who is Jimmy Mack? But he's just a name. The surprising thing about it, I met about six Jimmy Macks after we recorded it. It was the grooviest beat we'd ever had, I think, as far as records are concerned. And all the kids liked it. And wherever I'd go, anywhere, the kids would sing it for me, or they'd demand that we sing it. If we left it out of our repertoire, they'd have a fit. So it's one of our biggest.
To Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run to, baby.
That was Martha Rees of the Vandellas with Nowhere to Run. And before that, a twin spin. That was Jimmy Mac by Martha and the Vandellas. Before that, the Supremes with You Keep Me Hanging On. And we started with the Four Tops, Reach Out, I'll Be There. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. We've been featuring Motown artists, their words, and their music for this entire hour. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments for me about Motown Memories, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. On that website are radio stations that stream Motown Memories 7 days a week, as well as information on your favorite Motown artists. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.